And they all about us. That's 50 Cent, this record. Are you aware of 50 Cent?
Yes, I am. It's probably worth about that, isn't it?
Well, he's very popular.
Mm. Is it? Well, so yeah. Am I, but I can't explain that either.
I think he's good. So the Star Wars thing.
Yes.
I missed a lot of that, by the way.
Right.
While there was a stormtrooper and Darth Vader every week when you, which obviously you didn't see, but you saw them Friday, but they're there every week.
It's a long story. How long have you got?
For 4.5 minutes.
Okay, what happened was we're on the pedal though. Goss right. was very bored mm. and asked me what books I read.
Right.
And so I mentioned that I read Star Wars. It's not a major part of my life. I just read a few Star Wars books.
As in the stories that that were turned into movies, those?
No, the ones after. There's 60 odd books or whatever now okay. of dealing with the galaxy after Star Wars or Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted me to tell stories and I couldn't think of anything else to say, so I told him Star Wars stories.
Well, God bless you.
Well, yeah.
You know?
For an hour at a time.
What else was I going to ask about? There are lots of words in physics that begin with a P.
I didn't really realise that was going to be an issue either.
Which they didn't show on Friday in your best bits and we couldn't believe it. I've never known anyone to say that in my life.
Which
is why that from that moment on you had to win.
Yeah, I was thinking of lots of words with a P, but actually I had Q to go back to, so I was thinking more about Q and how I could explain quantum mechanics or anything like that in simple terms.
You said something about you were communicating with the outside world.
Oh yeah, absolutely, all the time.
With your hand gesture.
Yes.
Right. Was there, or is there, or shall we talk about or not, anything to do with you wearing certain items of clothing that might have also connected with the outside world?
Yes. A friend of a friend asked me to wear a couple of t-shirts in there. We went through the whole ridiculous exercise where they looked at the t-shirts and said, "Oh, we don't recognise that brand." And so they got in, and then they were taken off me.
Because, am I right in saying that they were associated with...
Energy drink. Something like
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because we got sent that and I just thought it was a pure coincidence.
Yeah.
We never talked about it.
I think it's Extreme Drinks who do Extreme TV and they're launching a new range of energy drinks.
Okay.
So I haven't been paid for anything.
Well, you should be now. That's the nice £100,000 on Radio 1, that is.
Broadcasting Complaints Commission.
Do you talk to yourself when you're at home on your own?
No, not that much, but seeing as how no one else was talking to anybody in the house, it was probably the best thing to do.
Because I do. I talk to myself when I'm at home. Not, like, full-blown conversations.
I mean,
I'm not
freaky.
You have
a chat in front of the mirror, though, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but if I'm doing something, I'll go, oh, what's that? I'll do that. And, you know, that, again, was very entertaining.
I got more out of the tomatoes than some people in
God
in
bless
there.
You. Ray.
Yes. Let's talk about Ray, shall we?
Let's talk about the incident where you came out and said, Ray, do you think it's right that for a man to hit a woman? Or have you ever hit a woman? And that.
Yes.
Now, did you know what happened? You were in the bedroom reading.
Yes. Let me understand what everybody else saw, and then I'll tell you what actually happened.
Okay, shall I tell you what I saw?
Yeah, go on.
Right. He's gone, he's crawled into the girl's bedroom while the lights are off and they're all sitting in bed talking.
Yeah.
And for those, by the way, who don't know, when you watch the infrared cameras, it's very dark. It's virtually completely black in there, isn't it, when
for
the lights are off?
A good 5 minutes until you get your night vision, and yeah. then the curtains are far too thin on the mirrors, and there's just pools of blue light everywhere, so you have to time it quite carefully.
Okay, right. So he crawls in on the floor, mm-hmm. and crawls between two of the beds, Tanya's and Steph's, and basically just reaches his arm in and grabs a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, and they all start screaming, and then they go, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on? And then he jumps up and goes, and they all go, giggle, giggle, girly, girly. And then he laughs and runs out.
And then I come out and have a go at him.
Then you come out and go, do you think it's right here, woman? Well, I don't think you should mentally abuse them either. And we've all gone, hey, hang on. How does that work?
Well, what you haven't seen, you see, and this is the editing that Big Brother do, and, you know, I'm not dissing them too much for it, but it happens.
Right.
What you didn't see was Ray doing that once and the girls having a girly, girly giggle and going, that was fun. And then he did it another half a dozen times. And the last three or four times, they were saying, Ray, stop doing that. And they were shouting and screaming at him and getting quite distressed about it.
On the incident that you came out and had a go at him.
So he did it
not just once, but several times.
Several times. It had gone way past. He'd crossed the line in a major way.
Kept going back in again.
They were very upset about it. I'm lying in bed reading Shakespeare and being very bored, and I can hear through two camera runs, three walls and an open space, that the girls are almost crying. And everyone else is sitting out there doing nothing about it. So I just came out and in a very quiet way as I possibly could, just said, "Ray, stop it. Grow up, mate." But that's Ray all over. We didn't want to play Spin the Bottle. You know, nobody wanted to play that game, but Ray unfortunately crossed the line a little bit. Ray's got to understand when no means no.
He's a very nice bloke. I think, if I met him, I'd get on well with him. But I'm a bloke, and I think he's desperate to get laid.
There's no chance.
No, I know, and I agree with you, but I think he's desperate for any kind of action whatsoever, but he keeps trying.
And he's trying with Nush. That's the most amazing thing. He doesn't stand a chance with Nush in a million years.
There's so much stuff that we can talk about, but sadly you have to go and see my beloved friend Dermot O'Leary.
Is that it?
That's it. It's half an hour and then that's it. Because of Big Brother's Little Brother! And they wonder why I shout!
Oh my God!
Otherwise you'd be here for an hour.
Let's do this another time then.
We'd like you to come back.
Okay.
We want you to come back next week.
I'm not doing anything, so you might as well.
Or tomorrow, or like, Thursday, or Friday.
I'm going out on a date on Thursday.
Are you?
Yes, with BBLB. They're arranging dates for me and Federico, so I can't do it.
Do you want to do that?
Well, you know, it might be some lady action.
Because we've got a production meeting at our friend Fergus's house.
Right, that sounds fun.
And apparently that's a really good night, if you want to come.
Okay.
I mean, it's talking about ideas for the show and stuff, and...
Will there be beer?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So it's up to you.
Right. Give my people a call, we'll hook something up.
We haven't asked you anything, it's really bizarre. We haven't asked you a thing.
We're doing part two, won't we?
We definitely will. And when you go to Big Brother's Little Brother tonight,
yep.
Give Dermot a big hug from me.
I will do.
Tell him that I still love him.
Okay.
And I hope he doesn't get too upset with us. Even now, if he's listening to this, he won't like it. His skin will be crawling.
Right.
But he seems to be scared of me in some way. I don't know why. But I don't have a problem with him. I think he's a very nice man. Just ask him, just for once, if he wouldn't mind, you know, memorising some of the link so he doesn't have to speak. You watch tonight. I swear, you watch tonight. The guy won't look at you in the eye for more than a second. He's like this. So, John. He's sitting opposite him, and he'll go, "So, John Tickle is here." He's there! Look at him! Talk to him! That winds me up.
We do dress rehearsals. He does.
Is he there?
The links.
Does he turn up?
Yeah.
You watch tonight. Now, if he's listening now, they'll make a conscious effort, I would imagine, not to do this. It's unbelievable. And I like Dermot O'Leary, and I'm a big fan of Big Brother, but he irritates me. It's the first night when he went, "So, it's day one of Big Brother." He keeps reading it off the script. What's wrong with him?
He's got an AP credit.
He's got a blooming AP credit, a system producer credit. He's reading everything off the script.
He's a great bloke, and he's very good at his job, Chris.
Building bridges.
Yes.
Do you owe him money or something?
No.
Right. Okay.
But his girlfriend works on Rise, so, you know, I know which side my bread's buttered.
Oh, really? I hope that was common knowledge before. You just said that.
Oh, yeah, probably not. She's a very nice girl.
Wonderful
personality. What else can I say?
Calm down. I think I met her, actually. I'm not sure. Anyway, but he's very nice. And seriously, say hello to him from me.
You know? I will do.
And I'll come on the show if he wants me later. But now there's no...
Well, his girlfriend might have something to say about that as well.
What?
You wanting him.
Not like that.
No.
Mm. Okay.
You've really confused me now.
Right. I do that quite a lot.
John, lovely to meet you. And we will talk because you'll be back on the show. We're going to get you back on.
Splendid. I've enjoyed myself. All thank right. you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Mr. John Tickle.